Herculebus or Red Planet, a universal message about the end of times that everybody must know. Hello, my name is Carles Esquerda. I am a member of the Alcyone Association. The Alcyone Association is a Spanish organization devoted to spreading the key universal message from the book Herculebus or Red Planet. Herculebus Red Planet is a book about short-term prophecies. Those prophecies have already started to be fulfilled. Many prophecies have been written over time about the future that is awaiting humanity. However, we have taken no heed of them so far. As a result of that, certain future events will take us by surprise. I am referring to the threats that may come from the cosmos, about which some scientists know more than they say. It is obvious that many scientists and high-ranking members of government remain silent by virtue of a silence agreement. While our scientists continue investigating but remain silent, the initiates and wise masters of the occult wisdom are fully aware that the approach of a heavenly body to our planet has already occurred in the past, and like any cyclical phenomenon, it will happen again in the near future. That cyclical event has given rise to several written prophecies over time. That heavenly body has been given several names by the sage people of antiquity, names such as Nibiru, Herculebus or Marduk. In our current world, there have also been conscious beings who know that, and who've written about the return of that heavenly body. One of them was Master Rabulu, who, in his book, Herculebus or Red Planet, warns humanity about that threat. Master Rabulu emphasized that the approach of planet Herculebus or Nibiru is a real threat that could mean the end of our civilization and our culture. I will read you some paragraphs from the book Herculebus or Red Planet. Here it is what Master Rabulu wrote. When Herculebus comes closer to the earth and aligns with the sun, deadly epidemics will begin to spread over the entire planet. Neither doctors nor official science will know what sort of illnesses they are, or how to cure them. They will be powerless in the face of the epidemics. The moment of tragedy and darkness will come. Tremors, earthquakes, and tidal waves. Human beings will become mentally unbalanced, because they will not be able to eat or sleep. In the face of danger, they will throw themselves over the precipice en masse, completely mad. The author goes on by saying, the false, so-called powers that exist today will be devastated morally and economically, because money will disappear soon. Hunger and poverty will put an end to them. And at the end of this book, the author states, what I am affirming in this book is a prophecy that will be fulfilled very shortly, because I am certain about the end of the planet. I know it. I am not frightening, but warning, because I am distressed about this poor humanity. These events will not be long in coming, and there is no time to waste with illusory things. Those were some excerpts from the book Herculebus or Red Planet. That book was written in 1998, and now some of the statements in it are being verified, such as the increasing earthquakes, tidal waves, and volcanic eruptions. In addition, many scientists say now that global warming is caused by underneath volcanoes hitting the ocean waters, just as Master Awlu wrote in his book 12 years ago. When dealing with end times, we must not forget the issue of extraterrestrials. We already know that this subject is really out of our current environment, and so it's really difficult to accept that other humanities can exist out there. And even more, it's really difficult to accept that those humanities and cultures out there are much superior to ours. But so they are. In his book, and through a beautiful and detailed account, Master Awlu shows us how his life in Venus, a world where neither our boundaries, nor our wars, nor our miseries exist. Similarly, he describes how life in Mars is. Extraterrestrials have no psychological defects, and therefore negative events are unknown to them. The existence of those superior civilizations calls us for reflection. A reflection about what we could have become but never became. An invitation to abandon the mechanical life in which we are now immersed and to turn our look to God. The same author says, "I've had contact with extraterrestrials many times, and I can bear witness to these marvelous inhabitants. I cannot find words to describe their wisdom, their culture, and the angelic life that they live." It's true that extraterrestrials know us inside out, and so they will intervene in order to save those human beings who will be working for their own spiritual progress. Well, regarding this coming cataclysm, many times we are asked, is there any future for us? Is there any hope of surviving? And we always reply the same. Yes, there is future for us. And yes, there is hope indeed. If we were able to transform ourselves spiritually, then all catastrophes would happen away from us. Yes, because when hearts and consciousness lift up, they take their own universe with them. Certainly, we've progressed technically and economically. However, we are at the beginning of the third millennium, and everything indicates that from the psychological point of view, human beings have not improved at all. We go on with wars, exploitation, famine, and many other miserable happenings. And we continue to disregard this wonderful school that is life, and we waste our time living away from the truth. Perhaps some of the most serious accusations against us could be, we are no longer ingenious, we've lost simplicity, and with that, we've lost the circuit of happiness. Well, in such conditions, we must ask ourselves, is there any future for us? Certainly, only the search for spiritual values can help us now. The only way to be saved from the coming catastrophes is to undergo a radical change, and this can only be achieved by eliminating all our psychological defects. These defects are like different people inside us, and they are personified by our angers, our hates, ambitions, selfishness, prides, envies, lust, etc. These are the origin of all conflicts and pain existing in our current world. In the book Herculobus or Red Planet, Master Awlu explains the technique to eliminate our psychological defects. When we get rid of our multiple defects, or egos, we start to awaken our consciousness and to be really free. A true transformation would save us forever. A true transformation would lead us to a higher level of consciousness and happiness. besides this work, there's also another work that we can do upon ourselves. We need to reach the true knowledge, and that is found in superior dimensions such as the astral dimension. In the book Herculobus or Red Planet, the author teaches us in an easy way how to achieve conscious astral projection. During sleep hours, all human beings go to that unknown dimension which is called astral dimension by the adepts of occult wisdom. Learning how to consciously astral project and going to that dimension will enable us to investigate and to receive guidance about the coming events. Therefore, we will be able to act with consciousness in order to efficiently help humanity in these difficult times. Well, I invite you to work hard for your own spiritual progress. I can tell you that if you take that work soon, you will see the results. Because when anyone decides to change, there's always a smiling star in that universe that we'll carry within. Finally, I would like to inform you that this task of warning about the coming future is done by the Alcyone Association. This association is sending free printed copies of the book Herculobus or Red Planet to any place worldwide. If you wish to obtain your free copy, you can request it at our site www.herculobus.tv. The word Herculobus is spelled as follows: Herculobus. I'll repeat that: Herculobus. Remember that the book will be absolutely free. It will be sent to any place worldwide, and the web to request it is www.herculobus.tv. Well, I thank you very much for your time and for your attention. I send you best regards from Spain, and I wish you all great spiritual success. Goodbye.